Hi, Mardell.
Yes.
Hi, Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
I feel very honored to be talking with you.
Well, I'm honored to talk with you from what I've heard of your story. So we've got the recording running now. First of all, tell me about, we're talking about a knee, right? So tell me about your relationship with your knee.
Well, it's actually two knees.
All right, two knees.
I had both of my knees, had medial compartment arthritis, and just from being pretty playful through my life, doing taekwondo, doing mountain climbing and all of that, and they started hurting. I had to have a couple of surgeries because of the meniscus was torn and had to have them removed, and was warned I was going to need to have a couple of knee replacements, and that was about 5 years ago.
That doesn't sound appealing to me.
No, no. Having my kneecaps taken off and my femurs and my tibias just didn't sound like a really encouraging thing to do in my 60s.
No. So, well, what did you decide to do instead then?
I'm a veterinarian, and I had been watching a lot of the research in animals on the stem cells, and it looked very promising. Started doing some research on stem cells in humans and the whole procedure over the last, good decade or so. And when we were on vacation in Hawaii with my husband, we started really doing some big-time research locally. And we just realized that we figured this was the procedure to do. And then we started looking at the people who had been doing it and some of their comments that people had been making. And we selected Dr. Mark Wagner.
Sounds like you're a veterinarian. You took a scientific approach to this then.
Yeah, I did.
What persuaded you that this could work?
A lot of the results that I had been seeing were, they're never going to be 100%. But when you're looking at having metal put in your knees and possible rejection of that metal, and then having to go through all of that again, the surgery is one thing, but the follow-up is another 18 months to 2 years of physical therapy. And then the cost of just one knee is pretty expensive. And then to face it again with a second, with friends that have gone through it, some of them done great. Some of them have not. And so I just wasn't ready to have metal put in my knees. I wasn't ready for that. Right. I wanted to stay active.
Right.
And so noticing that in the animals and in other athletes, especially athletes, they had some pretty amazing results just with the stem cell procedures.
I understand you've had some pretty amazing results too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
I'm 3 months out, and I'm not having to use my Osher braces on my legs anymore. I was getting to the point where I couldn't really, I did triathlons and stuff, but I always was very cautious about things I did, and if I couldn't do it, I would not run the race, or training was always very careful. I used to fall down a lot. And now, from my physical therapist, who's known me for 20 years, she's got her PhD in physical therapy and lymphedema. She's never seen me walk straight, and that's been 20 years. And so now she's seeing me walk correctly. And that's within 3 months.
Really?
It's amazing.
And so are you?
Amazing, yeah.
And so are you attempting more feats of strength?
Yeah, I did a practice triathlon over here in Kitsap, and restrained myself so I wouldn't. I do get some bites every once in a while in the knees, and they get a little sore because muscles I haven't used for so long are having to start working again, going up and down stairs properly. But that'll get better. It's getting better every day.
So as you were bicycling past your other racers, did you point to your knees and say stem cell surgery?
No, I didn't. I was too focused on smiling and riding my bike up a hill and down a hill. It was so exciting.
That's...
I was also quite excited there wasn't smoke around, so on that Saturday.
Oh, that's right. So were we all.
Bad.
Yeah, that's right. So what gave you confidence in Dr. Wagner?
Well, we had done the research. One, he had been doing it for quite a while. He had some really good, just in the past, looking at what he's done through regenerative medicine and sports medicine, felt real confident because he'd worked with several athletes and knew about athletes. He's worked in the Seattle area a long time. He had some very good Yelp reviews, and he had one that really did it for us. One of them rated him at a one, and he didn't do the surgery, and he didn't do it for very good reasons, because he cared more for the patient than he did for the income, and that pretty much set us right there. We knew that this was the man that would do a good job.
So what persuaded you was seeing that he would turn someone down if he didn't think the procedure suited them?
Right, that they had to work on the rest of the health of their life. And instead of just thinking that, you know, your stem cells are going to be the cure-all. Well, no, you have to be taking care of your body, all of your body, just not parts of it. And he was willing to do that. And that meant a lot to myself and my husband. We're both veterinarians. And so we figured, yep, that man knows medicine.
Yeah. So for people who are listening to us now, what would you tell them about the procedure and the way Dr. Wagner handled it?
Well, one of the things you need to know on the procedure is you do have follow-up. It's just not a one-time little injections like you're going to get an immunization. It's going to be uncomfortable. But you go in that day, you're never anesthetized, you leave that day, and you got to realize you have to do the physical therapy, not only in the physical therapy's office, but at home. And it's going to take some time, but it's nothing like having a meniscal removal or another surgery. I mean, I'm only 3 months out, and I'm already getting ready to do a triathlon in 2 weeks, and I have no hesitation with it. Whereas I know if I had had to have an implant put in my knee, I was looking at it easily 2 years and possibly not doing what I wanted to do.
So how does this match with what your expectations were going in?
This matches more than what I was expecting, especially this far out. I'm just over 3 months. I was very surprised that it would be this good.
Yeah.
And I did not think I would be doing any sports for at least 6 to 9 months, and here I'm at 3 months, and I'm doing them.
Yeah, so you'd recommend this?
I would. And the other thing that I had done on the research is earlier is better than later. I knew I had damaged cartilage. I knew I had some osteoarthritis. I also knew I had cartilage still left. And I just know we all age. You can't get by with that. But I knew if I had the healthy tissue that was in there, I had a better chance of success with the stem cells.
Well, that sounds like a great story, Mardell. And congratulations. Good luck in your next race.
Oh, thank you. I just want to finish with a smile on my face.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Yes.
All right, Mardell, very good. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.